Anthropic's latest Claude rollout is already in damage control mode, and the issue is not performance, it is transparency. According to The Verge, the company apologized for quietly throttling Claude Fable 5 with hidden guardrails that affected how the model responded to certain queries. Anthropic says it is changing course and will be clearer about when those restrictions apply, even if that means the model declines more requests. That matters because the debate is no longer just about what frontier models can do, but about how openly companies disclose the limits built into them. This is TSL, Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Thursday, June 11th, 2026. Let's get into it. The biggest story today is Anthropic's apology over invisible guardrails on Claude Fable 5 because it cuts right to trust in the AI stack. According to The Verge, the company had been stealthily throttling the model in ways that were not obvious to users, researchers, or even rivals trying to evaluate it for their own development work. Anthropic now says it will be more transparent about when those restrictions kick in, even if the result is a model that refuses more prompts. That is a meaningful shift because hidden behavior makes it harder to compare models fairly, harder to reproduce results, and harder for developers to know what they are actually shipping. It also lands at a moment when Claude Fable 5 is being positioned as one of the most capable models on the market, which makes the disclosure issue even more sensitive. For listeners, the practical takeaway is that model quality is only part of the story. Policy, routing, and safety layers can change what users experience in real time. In a field where companies are asking businesses to build on top of these systems, clarity about limits is becoming part of the product itself. Anthropic's move suggests the company is trying to reset that expectation before the backlash hardens. Google DeepMind is pushing hard on live translation, and this one feels aimed squarely at everyday use. According to Google DeepMind, Gemini 3.5 Live Translate brings near real-time natural speech translation into Google AI Studio, Google Translate, and Google Meet. The key detail is that it is built around voice, not just text. So the goal is to make conversations flow more naturally instead of sounding like a clunky transcript in another language. That matters for meetings, travel, customer support, and any setting where timing matters as much as accuracy. By putting the feature across its own product lineup, Google is also making translation easier to find and harder to ignore. For users, that means live multilingual communication is getting closer to something practical rather than experimental. For the market, it shows Google is treating translation as a core AI capability, not a side feature. Google DeepMind also introduced Gemma 412B, and the pitch here is about flexibility and efficiency. According to Google DeepMind, the new model is a unified, encoder-free multimodal system built for both text and vision, which means it is designed to handle different input types without stitching together separate components. That matters because multimodal systems are increasingly the default expectation for developers who want one model that can read, interpret, and respond across formats. A smaller, more unified model can also be easier to deploy than a giant flagship system, especially for teams that care about cost, latency, or local integration. Google is clearly trying to keep its open model family relevant while the frontier race keeps getting louder. For developers, the practical question is whether Gemma 412B offers enough capability to be useful without the overhead of a much larger model. For Google, it is another way to keep its ecosystem in the conversation while the bigger models grab the headlines. xAI is back in the spotlight for a very different reason, and this one is headed to court. According to TechCrunch, a former xAI engineer has filed a lawsuit alleging he was fired after raising safety concerns about Grok in the days before SpaceX's historic IPO. The claim ties together workplace retaliation, model safety, and the pressure that can build when a company is moving fast around a major financial event. If the allegations hold up, the case could become a reference point for how internal AI safety warnings are handled inside high-stakes companies. It also puts a spotlight on the relationship between technical concerns and corporate timing, which is often where these disputes get messy. For listeners, the important part is not just the lawsuit itself, but the fact that safety questions are now showing up in the same frame as IPO-era business decisions. That is a reminder that AI risk is not only a product issue, it can also become a labor and governance issue. Meta is making a major infrastructure move in India, and the scale is hard to miss. According to TechCrunch, Meta has signed its first AI data center deal in India with Reliance, centered on a 168-megawatt facility that can be expanded over time. The facility is meant to support Meta's global AI computing needs, which tells you this is about more than one regional deployment. It is another sign that the company is spreading its compute footprint to keep up with the demands of training and serving larger models. For India, the deal adds another major AI infrastructure commitment from a global tech player. For Meta, it gives the company more room to scale capacity as demand rises across its products and services. The broader takeaway is that AI competition is still very much a data center competition, and partnerships like this are becoming part of the playbook. Quick hit. Google is also cutting prices on its budget AI subscription tier, according to TechCrunch, which puts more pressure on the lower end of the AI pricing market. That move matters because subscription pricing is becoming one of the clearest ways companies are fighting for everyday users, not just enterprise buyers. It is less about flash and more about who can make AI feel affordable enough to keep using. Before I let you go, keep an eye on whether Anthropic follows through with more explicit guardrail disclosures on Claude Fable 5, because that could set a new expectation for model transparency. Also, watch how quickly Google rolls Gemini 3.5 Live Translate into more surfaces, since distribution inside Meet Translate and AI Studio is the real story there. If those rollouts stick, they will tell us a lot about where AI is becoming routine instead of experimental. That is TSL. Bite-sized for Thursday, June 11, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.